Blood samples taken from every Texas newborn, mixed with new concerns about Big Brother. Tonight, Austin News investigates the once secret collection of blood.
A new law gives parents the right to have leftover blood samples destroyed, but a loophole is raising some privacy concerns. KXAN's Nancy Wilson is live with a story all new at 10.
Well, every year, about 400,000 babies are born in Texas. Now, before they're discharged from the hospital, they leave something behind for the state, a sample of their DNA. Now, the blood spots are used to screen for a list of life-threatening diseases. Now, this is a copy of a blood spot. Now, while in the hospital, the baby's heel will be pricked and 5 drops of blood are collected. A couple weeks later, another 5 drops of blood are taken at the pediatrician's office and sent to the state. Now, the newborn screening process only used 1 or 2 of the spots. So what happens to the remaining samples? Well, the state keeps them. The problem? They've been doing it for years, unbeknownst to parents. This is Joaquin. When he was born a year ago, his mother never dreamed his blood would be the focus of a federal lawsuit.
I didn't even realize that the heel stick and the blood draw had occurred in the hospital.
State law requires that blood be taken from every baby born in Texas to screen for a variety of diseases.
I agree with the newborn testing, and I'm glad to know that my son doesn't have, any kind of metabolic disorder.
But then
I just couldn't believe it.
She learned the state, without her knowledge or consent, was keeping her son's leftover blood samples.
It made me really mad that nobody asked me whether they could keep my son's DNA.
The state didn't ask any of the parents whose children were born between 2002 and 2009 for permission to bank the millions of blood spots collected under the newborn screening program. The blood spots are valuable for use in research. Andrea is supportive of medical research, but
government still has to ask. They can't just take it. And everyone has the right to make that decision for themselves.
The state disagreed and said parents didn't have the right.
The minute I found out about this, I thought this is something that we needed to get into litigation and get it stopped.
Harrington filed suit on behalf of Andrea and other parents. The Texas legislature responded. They passed a new law that allows the state to keep and use the samples for research, but requires parents to be notified and allows parents to request that their child's blood spots be destroyed. But it's not as simple as checking off a box when the samples are taken. Parents must fill out this special form. Then the state has 60 days to destroy the leftover blood spots. But even if you request your child's blood samples be destroyed, there's nothing in the law that forces the state to destroy the information collected from the samples. The form says identifying information won't be released without parents' consent, unless otherwise provided by law. Patient privacy expert Dr. Deborah Peel says those words, unless otherwise provided by law, create a huge loophole.
It's not secret. It means that they can share it and use it for research, for public health. There are many laws that allow the use of samples like newborn blood samples for public health uses and screening and so forth. So, no, you're not protected.
The law allows the stored samples to be used in research if approved by what's called an institutional review board. That board is supposed to safeguard patients' privacy. But when we asked to attend a meeting, we were told they were not open to the public. The review board appointed to approve any research using the leftover samples is made up of almost all state employees. Jim Harrington says that makes the whole process questionable.
This is a farce, is because you're pulling people from inside the agency, an agency that has part of a role to play in this entire transaction, and asking the employees of the agency that has a vested interest to pass judgment on the agency, right? Now, then, what are the chances of that happening?
That's something we won't know, because the new law allows the program to operate in almost complete secrecy. The public doesn't get to know how the blood samples will be used or what kind of research is being conducted. The new law specifically says state employees and contractors can't be forced to testify or turn over any reports or records, even under subpoena.
Every time, of course, the government does that and is not open and clear and transparent, it raises flags all over the place about what's really going on, you know, and what are they really up to? And is there a larger agenda here that they don't want to tell us about?
And that's enough to convince Andrea Bellino to just say no.
For me and my family, no, you can't have our DNA.
Now, so far, more than 8,000 other families have made that same decision, asking the state to destroy their child's leftover blood samples. So, Robert and Leslie, what do the state lawmakers have to say? Well, tomorrow night we talk with the legislator who sponsored the bill that's keeping this program secret and find out how other lawmakers will be taking a closer look at the program.
Nancy, thanks for that. We do have much more information for you on this issue on our website right now. You'll find the text of the new law, copies of the forms provided to parents, the form if you wish to have your child's blood samples destroyed, along with some federal legislation introduced by President Obama when he was a senator that would have created a national DNA database. Plus, we have other information about the Texas State Agency that oversees that newborn screening program. And tomorrow at noon, Dr. Deborah Peel will join us for an online chat about patient privacy rights. Just go to KXAN.com to participate.